Do you always make appointments when you tell them to set up the brilliant compensation?
Oh, you betcha. That's in the action, the step called close to action.
Okay.
Okay, so if you just kind of think about what I described in the inviting formula, you found out what, you got them to talk to you, and then you found out what they needed and wanted, and then you're going to deliver that, right? So you invite them to look at the movie, and then the next step is you're going to close them to action. And what is close to action? It's to conclude this conversation and move them towards getting what it is that they said they needed and wanted. Okay, so when you are going to move them towards getting what they need and want, then you need to put something in the future for them. So it's not just I'm going to send this to you and let's, you know, talk in the next month or so. It's I'm going to send this to you right now. When will you get a chance to look at it? There's several of these, and you'll hear it, that I talk to them at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, and we're on our follow-up call at 4 o'clock. That's the way you move somebody through this thing pretty quickly. And so the answer to your question is that never do I not set an appointment.
How do you handle a great number of leads when you're working 50 hours a week at your JOB and your time is so limited in the evening? Do you limit your leads and then just concentrate on the ones that you have to make sure you are following all the steps?
No, you just do it.
You just do it.
Okay, I was military when I got started, and I worked it part-time, and yes, just do it. Okay? That's it. You just do it. There's no other option. You have to build a relationship with these people, so you can't sit there like a, you know, you ever get these answering machines that as soon as you pick up the phone, it just rattles off and says something, and it's actually a machine that says, you know, if you're interested in this, press 1 or, you know, something like that. You know, no, you're not that person. You're interested in that prospect making his life better. You're interested in helping that. And you have to, like, spend the time. You have to care about people. There's no other way to create wealth. You have to care about people. And so that requires you to be on the phone. It requires you to get involved with these people, to learn about them a little bit. And, you know, now a lot of people have told me all along the way that, you know what, I just pass out these videos, I just pass out this, and I let those interested call me back. That's not me.
Okay, so how do I fix it? I don't want to call it damage, but how do I fix what I've already done wrong, so to speak? I've been doing this since the 18th. I really feel I build a good rapport with the people when I'm speaking with them. But once I give them, you know, the website, and I have not set up an appointment to call them back, how do I go back to those people? How do I approach those people? Do I just call them and say, hey, I'm getting back with you?
Yep. Just call them up and say, hey, I wanted to call you back and find out if you watched the movie.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks, Jim.